In cases you needed someone to tell you this, they're not your friends. When I was in your position, I wish someone just looked at me and said, Hamza, take a look around. Look at them, really. Look at their interests and hobbies compared to yours. Because I went through my entire years at high school with the same group of guys around me who I considered my best friends. You know, every single day we'd talk and we'd even laugh. We'd even have like good times in school. You know, oftentimes they'd come into school in the morning and they'd be telling stories of like the stuff they had all done last night. Like they had all made plans without me and like, you know, slept around each other's houses and stuff. I wasn't invited. But inside of school, we'd still be laughing together. But things started to separate when I actually got onto self-improvements. And especially when I started to go to the gym, and they bullied me for it. And I bet you can relate to this. The person or the people that you thought of when you clicked on this video, they actually insult you and bully you and harass you when you're doing good habits. They don't want what's best for you. They don't want to see you grow. At that point, what are they? Because that's not friendship. I'd invite you now to do something that you've probably never done before if you're ready. Define friendship. What do you want? Think about how important this is. What do you want friendship to mean to you for the rest of your life? Because, you know, we went through school for years, and so we were conditioned to think that friendship is sitting in the same class as someone and every now and then telling a joke and laughing together. That's what we thought friendship was. But it's only really when you get onto self-improvement, and especially when you improve your mental health, that's when you realize that friendship, like we're going to set higher standards than that. It's no longer that I can just laugh about this meme that all of us saw together, or that we can maybe go home and play some video games so that when you grow up a little bit more and you know you start going out and taking drugs and getting girls together, it's past all of these bad habits, these instant gratification, you know, that this pleasurable dopamine-seeking hedonistic stuff. And you start to realize that maybe as a man, what we should consider friendship is brotherhood and growth. It's men who actually want something good for you. It's men who are around you who have got similar, not exactly the same, but similar hobbies and interests, but probably the same values. It's men who have the values of discipline, respect, politeness, positivity, gratitude, meditate, like mindfulness. These are the values that you'd want in good people around you. These are the values that you're cultivating yourself. And so maybe no one said it to you, but you deserve to be with someone like that. You deserve to have friends who have got these good values. You deserve to have friends who are better than those guys from high school who are still doing all of the bad habits, who you're still in a weird way attached to, even though that you know it's not right for you to be there. Because it's hard to detach away, isn't it? It's hard to consider thinking to leave this environment. It's hard to think how you would even go about it. It feels so awkward because, you know, not only does it feel awkward of what they would say, for some reason we stay stuck in these situations in relationships that aren't good for us because there's something, you know, primal inside of us, isn't there? There's, you know, it's like evolution that if you imagine like cavemen, how many cavemen would have left their tribes? Probably not that many because it would have symbolized death. You don't leave your tribe because you usually would die if that happened to, you know, the lone wolf is a myth. There are no lone wolves because they all die off. No animal like really survives by itself. No human survives by himself. And so to consider to leave the tribe, leave the friendship group, leave the resources and the social inclusion and you know the body heat of other people to go out there and venture alone seems so scary. But I promise you right now, I have not seen it any other way. I wish that I could tell you the most wholesome answer I could tell you is, bro, try and get them onto self-improvement as well. Try and get them into the gym. And there's probably one friend that, you know, it's a little bit close to getting onto self-improvement with you. That's awesome. But for most of the friends, they're simply not going to. I hope that you can kind of trust in my expertise here, being like, you know, the self-improvement guy for a lot of like young men who have watched my videos. Trust me when I say I've tried to get thousands, or at least hundreds of guys to get their friends onto self-improvement, and it usually never works. Because I can help you, I think, because of the fact of how much you want to improve. But even then, think about it. You have this burning desire to improve your life. You don't feel like complacent. You really want to improve. You really don't want to be average, right? And self-improvement's still hard, isn't it? It's still really, really hard. And you have the burning desire to do it, but it's still difficult. So imagine the guy who doesn't even care about it that much. Imagine like the friend of yours who doesn't even like think about self-improvement. If he doesn't even have that burning desire, it's gonna be technically impossible for him. It's hard enough for us, and when we really value growth, like, you know, that's our values. We value growth and progress. To date, I've never seen like someone convince their friend to get onto self-improvement when that friend specifically didn't care about improving. I've never seen that before. When you've got maybe the one friend who actually was a little bit more inclined to self-improvement, save him. Save him from the modern times, save him from degeneracy. But most of your friends you will not be able to save. Now you can choose. You can choose. You can abandon these friends, or you can abandon yourself. Which one is it going to be? Because you see the pathway that these men are on. You see the decisions that they're making. And you know where these decisions lead. You've felt the pain of the bad habits yourself, haven't you? Be honest. You know how bad it feels to be addicted to porn. You don't have to tell anyone else, but like, I know that you know that. And you know that I know that because of the way that I'm talking right now. Your friends know this and they refuse to change. That means that they're actually nothing like you. That means that they're not even your friends. You want my help? You know what I would say to you? For that question I asked you earlier of, you know, would you define friendship? What does a friend mean? Friends are people who actually want you to grow and be happy. Friends are not those people that you just indulge in bad habits with. Those are not friends. Those are drug-taking partners. Those are instant gratification partners. Those are crabs. Those are crabs that will snip your legs when you try and climb out of the bucket. You've heard of that quote or the analogy, haven't you? Crabs in a bucket. And you've also heard of the very powerful quote, you're the average of the five people that you spend time with. You want to know something absolutely beautiful that's so overpowered? That quote also includes the content that you consume and the books that you read. I have become a lot like my role models by just simply consuming their content. You've probably become a lot more like me by simply consuming my content. These days, you don't actually have to be around someone to be influenced by him, which is like, that's mind blowing. You know, we've grown up now with this concept of the internet and everything, but think about that. You're the average of the five people that you surround yourself with. But now, if you consume the content of smart, intelligent people, of people who are doing good habits, of people who have got good values of discipline and progress and humility and gratitude and, you know, peacefulness. You'll become more like them. This is our superpower. And it's such a shame that other men don't want to wield this superpower because they just want to play video games. But you can't surround yourself with men like that because you will be more likely. And you know this. You know, when I have this discussion with a bunch of young men who ask me about this, you know, young guys in high school, and they ask me, like, how should they go about this situation when they're friends with these people? Or, you know, the guys who have just gotten out of high school, they wonder this. And I always say to them, what's the benefit that you get? How do you actually interact with these people? And they always say something like, oh yeah, sometimes we hop onto a Discord call together. And then what? And then I just watch him play video games sometimes, or sometimes I'll join him as well. So you're telling me that the only time that you spend time with these friends are when you're worsening your life, when you're doing bad habits. That doesn't sound like good friendship to me. I will hope and wish and pray for you to find the kind of friendship where you surround yourself with men who want to grow alongside you, You can find them in the comments underneath this very video. You could go and write down like a paragraph of your life story, where you are, how old you are, how much money you're making. Maybe you're in school, and you could write down and say, like, you know, if anyone wants to connect, you can do that. You know, the fastest way is if you want some practical advice, right? This video, you know, all these kinds of videos sound really nice and stuff, and then you're like, oh yeah, this is cool, and then you're just gonna go click on another video and not change your life. Do you know, well, the fastest way to ditch these old friends is to make some new ones. So how about you try and make some new ones right now? How about you actually actively think to yourself, okay, I'm gonna go spend 5 hours over the next week trying to connect with people. You write a comment on this video, there's someone who's already wrote a comment, and you find a way to contact him. You comment underneath and you tell him your Discord username, or you tell him, you know, like Telegram or whatever like the kids use these days. And just literally, why not just hop onto a video call with someone and develop a friendship with someone in this space who actually goes to the gym, who wants to build an aesthetic physique, who wants to get into like YouTube and posting good content and educational content like this, who is a good man, who is the kind of guy that you genuinely would want around your children. Because if your current friends are not those that you would want around your children, then why are you friends with them at all? There's something that I'm releasing very soon, and maybe it's the top link in the description if you are interested, Adonis School. And that's where we're all going to get together. It's going to be like my go-to hub to teaching you online everything you need to know about self-improvement. And you'll be able to make a lot of friends in there. So you can click the top link in the description right now. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah!